Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. I'm Joshua Simmons here this morning with Coach Brindley, and Pisgah with an impressive road victory last night at Franklin by a final score of 24-7. Coach, let's just start with first impressions of the overall night and how proud you were of your team and what they did last night.
Very proud of our team. I felt like we played the game fearless, and I think that's what we kind of had talked to our kids about is making sure that we played the game without any regrets, clear eyes, and just making sure that we were unafraid to make mistakes and we played our best football, and I really felt like we did.
Coach, let's just get right into it and recap first the first half. We take the opening kickoff. We get a few first downs but end up having to kick, and our defense, I thought, set the tone early with getting Franklin off the field.
We really did. Our defense was huge for us all night, just their ability to stymie their run game, also be really, really good on the back end and make some plays there. I know Jake and Mason both had interceptions, and I thought that was huge for our team just to be able to get their offense off the field, put our offense back in good field position, and us able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, those interceptions I was going to mention, Coach, two of the better defensive plays I've seen all season, maybe two of the better defensive plays you'll see all year, with Jake fingertip interception and Mason with a one hand giving us short fields both times. So really able to do that. How impressive were just those plays in live action?
They were really impressive. Jake being able to lay out and really just barely keep that football off the ground to get the pick was really big for us to get the offense back on the field. And they had begun to drive the football a little bit on that particular possession. So for him to be able to make that play out of zone coverage was really impressive. And then certainly Mason's was one of the better picks I've ever seen. Running full speed across the field, trailing a receiver, and then to be able to go up and play the overthrow and snag that thing with one hand really just shows his level of athleticism and the things he can do on the football field.
I think the other thing we set early in that first quarter, Coach, was how we were going to handle 11 for them. Mm-hmm. 11, obviously a dynamic player that has been putting up huge numbers all season, and I think he found out real early that we were going to hit him when he hadn't been maybe hit like that all season.
Correct, and I think that was really for us is it was about our ability to rally to the football. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're having to tackle that guy one-on-one, particularly in the open field or in the B gap if you're getting ISO or anything like that. So we really emphasized rallying to the football, make sure we got 11 hats to him and to beat on him as much as we could, and I really felt good about our team at the end of the night.
Yeah, one of the better games I thought we had ran to the football, not made a lot of. We needed to make some solo tackles, but we really gang tackled well.
Sure.
I thought we got people to the ball once we held him up.
We did, and whether it was Carter or Batista or Ben Frazier or Landon Pope, our linebackers did a really good job when the play was to them or when the play was away from them, sliding and hiding. That kid had such great vision and had done a really good job. The entirety of his career that I had watched, being able to put his foot in the ground and really come out the back door sometimes away from where the play was designed to go, and our defense did a really good job. Defensive ends, backside safeties, things like that, they were impressive.
So after that first interception by Jake, we take over, and we move the ball pretty well. We get down and have an unfortunate intentional grounding call. It puts us in a second and very, very long. And then we hit two big passes, man. One of them for a touchdown.
We did. The one for the touchdown, really, Aaron made an incredible play just to be able to work outside the pocket. We were in 50s protection, which is a five-man protection for us, which certainly puts you at a disadvantage there, not having the back in the protection. But he was able to get outside the pocket, find Matthew Mahaffey coming back to the football, which, I think you think about us against West Henderson, and we kind of had a pick where Matthew worked away from the quarterback as he scrambled, and this was the exact opposite. So, he did exactly what he was coached to do, and that's to work back to the direction Aaron was scrambling, and Aaron put that football on the money, and Matt made a great catch in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, something we saw all night early was Aaron's ability to avoid their rush. He did have to scramble a good bit there sometimes, but sometimes it was also design rollouts to the right, and he threw the ball very well in that first half on the move.
We wanted to get outside the pocket, so we did. We had some turn protection stuff, and him be able to throw the corner route to Mason, you know, was really big for us. I think Mason had a 22-yard catch and a 21-yard catch on design sprint out type stuff where we turn protected, and Mason ran a great route, and Aaron put it on the money.
Yeah, and we caught a couple of those routes right on the sideline, three or four right there on the stick. In the second half we'll talk about, but definitely those deep balls to Mason, just kind of dragging him across the middle. Mm-hmm. Obviously something we had seen, we liked on film, but mm-hmm. against their coverage, and but just the efficiency and how accurate those throws and catches were, just gave us, felt like, the momentum right there in the first half.
It did. You know, those are chunk plays. Those are explosive plays, and they're not extremely difficult. They're just, you know, you got to be able to execute them, and I thought Aaron did a really good job throwing on a run. We did a really good job in protection, and I think that's the thing that, you know, you don't want to overlook is the fact that we were able to set the edge with the five technique right there and get him reached. The backside guard, Robbie Hensley, did a really good job pulling and getting out there just in case we had a force player, which we knew we probably would, and Aaron had a great field of vision, and Mason ran great routes and really set those up well.
Yeah, they tried to bring some pressure at some points. You could see them kind of up to the line a little bit, and we were just able to get out there, and man, those big plays and their night, all that they had go on pregame and that atmosphere, to be able to just take over that first quarter. I thought we just dominated the first quarter to really set the tone for the football game, and it set the tone for the rest of the game.
We did, and I, you know, like you said, we worry about anytime you enter that atmosphere, how is your team going to respond when they see the helicopter on the field, when they know that there's a huge crowd, that kind of stuff. But our kids were fearless, and they played really, really well.
We'll be back to talk more about the second half. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brinley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Welcome back to the Black Bear Cafe here with Coach Ricky Brinley. And Coach, you know, did just an amazing job defensively in the first half. And before the end of the first half there, we were able to, on a drive, tack on a field goal. And how huge was that just to beat two scores?
Really, really big. You know, I felt like our offense was efficient on that drive. We were able to connect with Kenyon a couple of times. We were able to be very balanced in our ability to run it and throw it. Started rolling the counter a little bit based on how they were defending us. And you know, just proud of our kids, proud of our guards and our tackles and our backs for being able to read that. And then for Dom to be able to step up there on the fourth down and bust that field goal. And that's not an easy thing to do, particularly on that surface. You're kicking on grass. It's, you know, definitely different than what you've been practicing on. And then all of a sudden you're kicking at uprights that look like popsicle sticks that are so short. So it's, you know, it's definitely different. And, you know, Dom was locked in and executed, and our PAT team did a great job giving him the protection he needed. And Matt put the ball down, and Colby Woods had a great snap, and, you know, it was perfect.
Yeah, no hesitation at all by you of the confidence in those guys, and that puts us up 10-0. And you know, Franklin does go on a pretty good drive there at the end of the second quarter, and they just have a mishandle on a handoff, and we pick up our third turnover of the first half, which I think was super key to keep them out of the end zone or even getting a chance for 3 points there to end the half.
I really feel like they were playing for a field goal in that moment, and you know, just based on kind of how they were calling the offense, and you know, they weren't really trying to push the tempo or push the football down the field. And for us to be able to get the turnover right there, Luca Francis jump on that fumble, was big for us just to be able to continue to take that two-score lead into halftime, knowing we were going to have to kick off to them to start the second half. Really, really a big stop for our defense.
Yeah, Coach, we had a long extended halftime. They had a lot of festivities, celebrations of that field and their 75-year anniversary stuff going on over there. And so, you know, I think you knew that going in. You were going to have a little extended time. I think they put 20 minutes at one point, and then it ended up being like almost 25 to 30-minute halftime. What did you guys do? Anything differently? Just, you know, obviously we have all the momentum going into halftime, but then there's that long break, and you have to come out and still be ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, it was an opportunity really for us to be able to do some things that we didn't normally get to do. I was able to sit down with Mason Putnam. We looked at the iPad together. We were able to watch some things, talk about, you know, a particular route stem that he had, and so I thought that was good. Normally we don't have the opportunity, just based on time, to spend that much individual time with kids, so that benefited us. I was able to talk to just the perimeter kids. I was able to talk to just the linemen. Coach Rogers was as well. I thought that really helped us and was able to give us an opportunity to do a little more coaching than normal.
So we control the first half, and we come out in the second half, and unfortunately for us, you know, our quarterback does go down, and we're not able to get him back in the game in the second half. And that's just an adverse situation, Coach, that I thought, man, no, there was no panic on our sideline. There was no panic amongst our players, and they just responded in that second half.
They really did, and I think that speaks to their confidence in Matthew Mahaffey and his ability to get the job done. And, you know, I had certainly talked to all of our wideouts and our running backs together collectively as a group and told them, I said, we're not going to change anything we do. You know, we are who we are, and I have great confidence in Matthew, and I know they did. And, you know, we had actually made a comment about throwing a particular route concept, and I watched Matthew look at one of our receivers and wink at him like, I got you on this, and that just speaks to his level of confidence and who he is as a player. Just can't speak highly enough about him, and I have all the faith in the world in that kid.
So, you know, our first two drives of that half, well, we get a stop, which I think was huge, and our defense, you know, when you have a backup quarterback in the game, you could tell at first maybe some timing, just to kind of hear a new cadence, some things with our offense. It took us a couple series to really get in rhythm, but fortunately for us, our defense was able to just keep getting us the ball back as we got in that rhythm.
They really did, and I think, you know, the cadence certainly changes, and our offensive linemen are so keyed up with, in terms of when we try to get off the football. And anytime you have a different cadence, a different voice, it can change some things. We actually, at halftime, were able to get our offensive line down there, let Matt go through the cadence a handful of times just to make sure we didn't have any false starts. And, you know, we ended up only having one there in the second half, and that was probably to be expected. But I thought our kids handled that situation so well.
So Franklin finally does get on the board, Coach, with 33 seconds left in the third quarter to cut it to one possession. And, you know, at that point, from the bleachers where we were calling it, you could feel a little momentum shift. They finally had a little confidence. Things were going their way. But we answer, and it kind of started for us. We had the first down reception, which kind of got Matthew in a good feeling. But he had that big scramble. Mm-hmm. And the big scramble, I think, when I watched the replay last night, I think he broke 7 or 8 tackles. And that's when you kind of felt like we're back and we had our kind of moxie.
Yeah, he needed to be able to see a ball completed, us able to complete that ball to Kenyon there at the end of the third quarter before we switched ends of the field was big, you know, to really move the sticks right there on first down, just getting it in Kenyon's hands. It was an easy throw for Matt. Something he could do all day long, and he did it, and he executed it. And then the scramble was huge. We were again in 50's protection, you know, and Matt just took off when he didn't find what he needed down the field. And, you know, he's just a player. He's just a ball player that's always done that for his entirety of his life, and have a lot of faith in him there.
And then we unfortunately get stopped and end up with a 4th and 2, and we had what we called we had 2 plays of the game last night. We couldn't decide on one, but we had definitely one of the calls of the game and play of the game was a fake punt, and no hesitation, went right out. But talk about, man, how keyed up those kids have to be and focused on that to make that happen in that moment.
They do. And, you know, our defensive staff handles the punt team, and they did a really good job of designing some things for us in terms of fake punt stuff, and we've got several options there. I actually looked at Coach Rodomer as I was walking down the sideline because it was 4th and 2, and we knew the ball was in that kind of gray area, like maybe we go for this. And I said, you want me to go for this? And he said, let's fake it. So 100% his idea. You know, he made the call. He's in charge of the punt team, and they executed it, and it went for a big play. And Carter Browning had a great run, and we blocked well. And, you know, I think it was the perfect time to call it in the perfect spot on the field. So kudos to Coach Rodomer and our defensive staff for what they do with our punt team.
But there was no hesitation. The kids, like, you know, it was called somehow. There was no I don't know how you signaled it, but it looked like to everybody there was a punt. We had sent the punt team right on the field. It wasn't like one of those ones late in the clock. We call a timeout, and I think that's what made it even more effective because there was no – they were totally lost. Carter had a big hole right off the bat and was able to pick up the big first
down. He did. And our staff has done a good job. Coach Rodomer and those guys have done a good job of making sure that with those fake punts, the variety of them that we do, we practice them every week. We make sure that it's something that we can do without hesitation. Wasn't perfectly executed in terms of who we blocked and how we blocked it or nothing like that, but just in terms of being able to the rhythm of the play and, you know, how we ran onto the field, how there was no hesitation. We weren't looking around. It didn't look any different than a normal punt. That just speaks to their, you know, their ability to be comfortable in those situations and to know that we have practiced that and it's something that we can call at any moment. And, you know, great call by Coach Rodomer there suggesting that. And, you know, I didn't override that. I didn't veto that. I said, let's do it. And he made a good call.
So we pick up the first down, and we run a couple pass plays, Coach. We missed one. One was had a touchdown to Jake in a corner. Pretty good play by their defender. And then what I thought was the offensive play call of the night. Not sure that what if we had seen it, we hadn't run it all night, we'd be kind of throwing to that right pylon, and all of a sudden we sprint out right and we send Jake. And I mean, I probably couldn't have thrown it that far, Coach, but he was open enough. I felt like at that point any of us could have caught it.
Yeah, grenade might have got there. You know, Matt, so we had actually called the concept. It was a P-bench. It was a bench concept. You know, we're just looking to get to the sticks. And we had worked on this all week and talked to our kids about, talked to our wideouts and our quarterback about, you know, the post may pop. It may pop. They may sit on the bench. And Matt had ran it earlier in the game as the wideout. So he kind of had an understanding that the post did pop the first time. We just threw the bench out. And when it did pop, he had no hesitation in letting that thing go, and you know, made a great throw. Jake made a great catch, and I think that was huge for us to be able to go back up 2 scores and really give our defense a little bit of breathing room. You know, the opportunity to not necessarily relax, but to know that it wasn't just absolutely necessary that we get a stop.
Oh, from the stands, it just felt like any momentum Franklin had, that touchdown catch took the wind right out of him.
It did. It did. And, you know, Matthew Mahaffey's he's a killer, and he certainly did it. He killed him right there just with his ability to make the play.
We'll be back to talk more about the finals of the game and preview next week. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore Paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Hinson Electric. Hinson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Hinson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Hinson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Hinson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back to the Ricky Brinley Show, live here from the Black Bear Cafe. I'm Joshua Simmons. And Coach, I think at this point we just want to give huge credit to you and your staff. We had the extra time to prepare, and how important was that for you guys and what you did to Franklin's offense last night?
I think it was very important. You know, just for our, it gave our defensive staff more opportunity to continue to watch film, more opportunity to continue to communicate with our kids based on what Franklin has done and shown, you know, and kind of make sure that we were locked in as far as alignments and understanding leverage and how they wanted to be able to attack us. And, you know, we really, it showed with our defense's ability to shut down an offense that had averaged, I think, right at or a little over 30 points a game. To be able to handle them like that spoke volumes of our kids and our staff, our defensive staff. You know, and then I thought we were solid. We executed up front on offense, and, you know, I told our offensive lineman on the bus last night, I thought that was the most complete game they had played all year. The rushing yardage was not fantastic, but based on the opponent, based on how well that team is coached, and how well they play fundamentally, I thought we executed at a really high level, particularly in the second half, and really started to impose our will on them on that last drive.
We didn't pop a lot of big runs, but, Coach, we didn't have a lot of negative plays. Yeah. And I think that's something they were hoping they could do to us, was get us in, like, second and third and longs. Yeah. And even when we did, we converted. But there wasn't a ton of negative plays for our offense.
No, there wasn't. And, you know, what they do is difficult, you know, not because it's anything groundbreaking schematically, but it's just how they execute and how they are fundamentally sound. And there's a lot of movement up front, defensive linemen slanting, ripping, and it's all gap sound stuff. But I feel like our offensive linemen really trusted their step. They understood pre-snap line of scrimmage communication, all that kind of stuff. They started stemming a little bit defensively, moving pre-snap, and our offensive linemen really did a good job, and we just imposed our will on them in the second half.
Something that's been a theme to us all season is how we've handled ourselves in adverse situations. Last night, you know, a lot going on around, a lot of outside noise, but the confidence that our student-athletes had, Coach, our football players just came out on the field with, and the way they handled themselves. They didn't get caught up in the emotion. Mm-hmm. I think the only personal foul call last night was against them, not against us. And just how important is that for us moving forward into a obviously big game next week with a lot of emotion, and then the high school playoffs?
Yeah. You know, we talked to our kids about you know, playing with emotion but not playing emotionally, to make sure that they kind of can handle themselves in those situations, no matter the down and distance. And it comes back to mental toughness, really. It comes back to, you know, how do I handle myself? How does our team handle itself in difficult, adverse situations? You know, do we respond like champions, or do we respond in a way that shows immaturity as a football player? And I think our kids have done a really good job of handling those situations, and last night was certainly proof of that.
And no hesitation amongst our kids, you know, when Mahaffey has to come in at quarterback, everybody, like you said, we're not going to change anything. Everybody seemed confident. There was no, you know, there was no downheads, just everybody just even keel. And mm-hmm. I know how well that had to feel on that bus ride home for those kids doing what they did last night over at Franklin.
Yeah, no question about it. It didn't matter if it was our skill kids when I spoke to them at halftime as a group, or if it was our offensive linemen when I spoke to them on the field right before the second half started. They had great confidence in who they were and in who he was, and I think we had talked about that. That was something that I'd actually brought up on the field directly after warm-ups, is to make sure that they had great confidence in themselves and great confidence in their teammates, you know, and they did. They knew he was going to get the job done. They knew he was going to make plays, and they knew they were going to be able to shoulder a lot of the burden as well as an offensive line and his skill guys.
We'll be back with our final segment here to talk about next week's County Clash. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brinley Show on WPTL Radio.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Piska Tire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Pisgah Tire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Pisgah Tire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Back here from the Black Bear Cafe, live with Coach Ricky Brindley on our final segment this morning. And, Coach, before we talk about next week's action and next week's big county clash, I want to remind everyone we have an announcement from the Booster Club. It's rivalry week, excuse me. And the Pisgah Booster Club will be selling Tuscola game tickets, 50-50 tickets, merchandise, and $10 barbecue plates. This event will occur tomorrow from 11 to 3 up at the campus of Pisgah in the Pisgah parking lot, and all proceeds will benefit Pisgah High School and the athletes. Coach, it's going to be a cool event up there.
It's going to be a great event. I know that they've also talked about this Wednesday, selling from 4 to 6. At Pisgah, and then Friday from 9 to 12 at the Waynesville and Canton Hometown Hardware locations. Those are great opportunities to get out, get your half and half tickets, get your game tickets, get any kind of stuff you need from the Booster Club, and make sure all of that supports Pisgah High School and our athletes. So it's extremely exciting. Hopefully you can get you a barbecue plate and come join everybody.
So, Coach, you've played in this game. You've coached as a coordinator in this game. This will be your first time as the head ball coach of this game. I know you're already getting pumped up and excited for that. What's it mean, this game, for just really not just the county but the state?
It's a huge game. It's something that you always remember as a player. The thing we tell our kids is it's not everybody gets to do this. I've been a part of some good rivalry games, whether it was Franklin Smoky or Inca Irwin or West Henderson versus some of the other Henderson County schools. Was a part of a good one on the coast, the Mullet Buckets, what they called it, and nothing compares. Nothing's even close. This is just something that's different. It's special, and not everybody gets to do this, and not everybody that's a part of it comes out on the winning side. So it's something that we want to make sure we focus on. It's about us and our consistency and ability to compete every day, compete every down, and continue to be consistent on offense and defense.
For as long as I've been a fan here and seen the rivalry, usually you can throw records out the window, and I think that'll be something you obviously tell your kids going in to this Friday, is you can don't worry about results up to now. This game's kind of just like a whole thing by itself.
Correct. It is. It is. It's completely unique. Nothing ever matters from a record standpoint. There was nothing they would probably enjoy more than to knock us out of potential first place conference championship. And, we understand that, but it's about us, and it's about our ability to execute.
Not sure yet on the venue, folks. We'll have an official announcement Monday, I believe, Coach. Is that correct, on where the game will be played? Obviously, you were able to practice on the turf this week, so that shows good signs there. But just real quick, we only got about a minute. What do we expect? Anything that we haven't seen from Tuscola, or we feel pretty confident about what we're going to get?
They're certainly going to be able to line up and try to run the football at us out of some 10 and 11 personnel stuff. Also want to be able to push the ball down the field, complete big plays against us. We've got to be really solid on defense. We've also got to be really efficient on offense. We cannot put ourselves in negative yardage situations and second and third and long.
Folks, as always, it's been an honor and a privilege to bring you the Coach Ricky Brindley Show this morning. If you missed any of the show or any of last night's call or any call this year, you can go to WPTLradio.net and click on the Pisgah On Demand tab and listen to all those. Have a great weekend, folks. You've been listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.